Grant is a great player, and we knew that coming in. He was our best shooter, and, you know, we were – when we had to start scurrying a little bit more and get out of our comfort zone, he found a way to hit buckets and knocked down some threes. One of them was uncontested, and that was probably on me because I switched up a defense and we were doing well in the other, and it didn't pan out. And then he got a couple runners in there, and he's going to hit the free throws. I mean, so, you know, told the kids we're sad for them, but we're not disappointed. The effort I thought was fantastic. I thought we executed pretty good for the most part. You know, kids played hard, so you know, that's encouraging.
Started out well, 11-3 run to begin the game. What started out that big spurt?
A lot of energy, a lot of hype. TOC making some baskets.
Does that adrenaline make a difference for a home team? I mean, visiting team, they can have that kind of adrenaline, but when you're on your home court, do you get that extra edge?
Oh, I think so. I think our kids are excited to play in this tournament and came out with a lot of energy and you know, the ball bounced our way a little bit early, and that's you know, I've seen it bounce the other way a lot this year. So, you know, I was happy with our start and the way our kids got off, and knowing that Mays is a very good basketball team and they're going to make runs. We withheld them and withstood it for the most part and had that 3-point lead at halftime and really challenged our kids to play like they're three down. And let's win that first 3 minutes. And I think we actually did by one. I think we had a 4-point lead at that point. But then Grant Bugby showed up and, you know, earned him a spot, in my opinion, on the old tournament team. But